This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband has found his meal ticket. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met my husband while he was at work. I had my arm crushed in a bad car accident and I needed help with my insurance. That was my husband's job at the time. We talked a lot and he offered to bring me prescriptions and food since I'm a right-handed person and that's the arm I broke. We got closer and he asked me to marry him after 2 years of dating and our wedding was last summer. Since then, our relationship has gone downhill. He lost his job because he kept missing work, claiming he was in pain all the time from an old football injury. I took over the role as a breadwinner, nurse, and babysitter because he came with five-year-old twins from his first marriage. I guess you can say fools rush in because I am a big fool to take on this man and all his problems. I did not know when we were dating that he was part-time at his job anyway. Seems like he was waiting for a meal ticket. As soon as he met me, he found his meal ticket. He has new aches and pains every week, and I got sick of it, so I took him to the doctor that I knew really well. She's also got a psychologist in her office that I wanted my husband to talk to, but he saw right through me, and he accused me of not being supportive. He said he took care of me when I was down, but the minute he has health problems, I want to run for the hills. I told him the truth, that I think he's making up illnesses to keep from going to work. His unemployment has run out, and I'm not taking care of him. I know he's faking because he still wants to have sex as much as possible. He's a total turnoff for me now, and I want no parts of this marriage unless he can prove that something is wrong with him. Am I wrong for how I'm feeling? Well, no, you're not wrong for having feelings, because of course you have a right to feel what you feel. The question is, are you right in all of this? Is what you're feeling about your husband, is it true? Is he using you? Are you his meal ticket? And you don't believe his pain is from an old football injury, and that's why he lost his job. And now you want some answers, and rightfully so. I agree you're doing a lot, but didn't he do a lot for you when he nursed you back to health after you shattered your arm? You knew him 2 years before you married him, right? That's what you said. That was a time to get to know this man. You could have found out a lot about him, a lot about the twins. You could have asked more about his job and about his physical health. I agree you shouldn't have to take care of a grown man. I also agree with getting him to a doctor to find out what exactly is wrong with him. If, in fact, it is a football injury that's causing him his pain, can it be cured? All of that. And if he can work or not, these are the kinds of answers you should be looking for. So my suggestion is do it. You guys get to back to the doctor immediately, get the doctor's report, and then go from there. Steve?
Man, this is game. Now, what I'm not going to let you do, ladies, is get played. That's not what I'm going to do. So this ain't nothing but game right here. My husband has found his meal ticket. And the reason you feel that way is because that's what your intuition is telling you. I met my husband while he was at work. I had my arm crushed in an accident, and that was my husband's job at the time. We talked a lot, and he offered to bring me prescriptions and food. Since I'm a right-handed person, and that was the arm I broke. We got closer, and he asked to marry you after 2 years of dating. Now, you dated for 2 years. That's long enough to find out a lot of key information. I don't know what y'all was talking about while y'all was dating. Because you act like you don't even know this man. Because you say since then your relationship done went downhill. He lost his job because he kept missing work, claiming he was in pain all the time from an old football injury. Well, you the insurance man. You ain't hanging on the back of a waste management truck. You don't do construction work. You don't work in a plant loading. You ain't working at UPS or FedEx loading trucks. You ain't got to make no deliveries to nobody. You ain't the mailman. You ain't got to carry this bag. So how you keep missing all this damn work because of your old football injury? You had the old football injury when you was working before, when you was dating this girl. I took over the role as breadwinner, nurse and babysitter, because he came with 5-year-old twins from his first marriage. Okay, you should have known that. I think you did. I guess you could say fools rush in because I'm a big fool to take on this man and all his problems. I did not know when we were dating that he was part-time at his job anyway. Let's put the brakes on. Let's put the brakes on right here. You dating a dude for 2 years and you don't know he part-time. If he always got time, if he ain't ever at work, if anytime you call, he come. But he ain't tired. I got to go to bed. I got to get up in the morning. You ain't heard none of this in 2 years. That's because he part-time. When you work part-time, you got a part-time looking car, and you stay in a part-time looking place. I guess you ain't noticed none of that, huh? Okay, we'll be back. Find out how much longer you going to be the meal ticket. Because you is the meal ticket.
All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband has found his meal ticket. My husband has found his meal ticket. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my husband has found his meal ticket.
This lady dated this man for 2 years, and in the 2 years didn't do no discovery. Just dating him, laughing and everything. She met him because he worked at the insurance company. She was in a bad car accident, got her arm messed up. He started calling her, seeing how she was, then offered to bring her food and take prescriptions to her and stuff. And she right-handed, and that's the arm she broke. And after 2 years of dating, they had a wedding. And since then, the relationship had gone downhill. Because he lost his job because he kept missing work. Now, well, this is key. He lost his job because he kept missing work, claiming he was in pain all the time from an old football injury. Okay, now, when you met him, he had the old football injury because you didn't meet him as a football player. You met him as an insurance agent of some kind. So he had already played football. That was over with. Then I took over the role as breadwinner, nurse, babysitter, because he came with 5-year-old twins from his first marriage. Okay, in 2 years, you would know that. Okay, I guess you could say fools rush in, because I'm a big fool to take on this man and all his problems. I did not know when we were dating that he was part-time at his job anyway. All right, let's stop right here. You can't be that. You can't be that blind. You didn't know this man was part-time. 2 years of knowing him, and you didn't know he was part-time working. You ain't know he was always available. You ain't know he ain't ever got to get in because he got to get up early in the morning to make it in. He part-time. I can promise you this. He was driving a part-time looking car. He had a part-time looking place. That's what part-time gets you. Part-time gets you some of the money that other people have. That's what part-time is. Always remember that. Part-time pays you some of the money that all the people, all other people have. You got a full-time job, that's your money. If you part-time, you're getting half of that. Okay. So then, it seems like he was waiting for a meal ticket. As soon as he met me, he found his meal ticket. He has new aches and pains every week, and I got sick of it, so I took him to the doctor I know very well. She's got a psychologist in her office. I wanted her to talk to my husband, but he saw right through me and accused me of not being supportive. He said he took care of me when I was down, but the minute he has health problems, I want to run for the hills. Hold up. When he met you, I want you to understand something, lady. He didn't take care of you. He was hitting on you. Oh, he got time to go get prescriptions, bring over food. He wasn't taking care of you. He was after you. That's not the period you want to count. See, you want to count the take care of you part when you need him most. This was in the beginning. I'm pretty sure you had been dating somebody before you met him. And all it was, you just liked him bringing that food over to the house. But wasn't he bringing enough for him, too? And you could buy food with part-time money. You had 2 years to figure this out. And he wasn't taking care of you. He was trying to get you. Mm. Now, here's the other part. So he said he took care of me. The minute I had health issues, I want to run for the hills. That's what he said. I told him the truth, that I think he's making up illnesses to keep from going to work. His employment has run out, and I'm not taking care of him. His part-time employment has run out. I know he's faking because he still wants to have sex as much as possible. He's a total turnoff for me now, and I want no parts of this marriage unless he can prove that something is wrong with him. Am I wrong for how I'm feeling? No, you're not. And let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with him. Ain't nothing wrong with dog. He can't go to work because he got an old football injury. So what his ass was going to do if he didn't meet you? I can't go to work because I'm hurting. Now, you don't want to go to work because you got somebody making some money now. You was already part-time. You dating a man that has no ambition. In 2 years, you didn't discuss one time what his plans were, what his goals and aspirations were, because he has none. His plan is for you to take care of him and them 2 5-year-old kids. And that's what you're doing. And that's why it's a turnoff, because women, when a woman is looking for a man, she wants two things. She wants love and security. That's what a woman wants. And fellas, you can get off this. I ain't taking care of no woman. You a fool for not. Because that's our job. And if you get the right woman, her job is to take care of you. See, it's a give and take. And you done met this fool talking about he got an old football injury. What team he play for? I can tell you what kind. He probably wasn't even no real old football injury. Lady, you don't even know if he played football. You didn't know he was part-time. Your man is faking. He ain't going to the doctor. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a user. He done found a meal ticket. Now you need to make the necessary adjustments.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter part on Instagram time. And Facebook at Steve Harvey FM.
Can't buy a damn thing with part-time.
Check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.